Who cares about your team winning the Super Bowl when your team could win the offseason? My name is Danny Heifetz, and I host the Ringer NFL Draft Show with Danny Kelly, Ben Solak, and Craig Horlbeck. We cover trades, free agency, the draft, obviously. We cover quarterbacks, and there are a lot of good quarterbacks this year. And the teams at the top of the draft, Washington, New England, Chicago, big teams with big histories. Listen to the Ringer NFL Draft Show on Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com. Tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else.
Peter Rosenberg!
Shout out to that guy. Yes.
The majesty.
Oh, my goodness.
It's professional wrestling.
A 1,000% confirmed.
Not mage.
Stay mage and enjoy yourself.
Mage.
Male.
Measure.
Mage.
It's still real.
Mage.
Male.
Measure.
Mage.
It's still real.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shout out to that guy, Greg.
I like a delicious chicken.
It was repug.
It's professional wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world's number one sports and recreation podcast, Cheap Heat, is back on the Ringer Wrestling Show for the last time. Troy, today, turn your camera on. You don't go off camera today. You stay right there with us the whole damn time.
Wow. I was just about to buy some things on Amazon.
No, you're going to have to wait. Well, you still can. We're not going to talk to you the whole time, great. But we want to see your face, though.
I have to buy an alarm clock.
All right, good. But turn your mic on. Do all the things you have to do because you're with us today. Real quick.
You know your cell phone has an alarm clock, right?
I'm trying to turn off the phone and put it in a drawer while I'm sleeping. And I do like a 12-hour phone fast every night now.
All right, well, hold on. Hold on. No, I want to hear about this, but it is essential that we start this podcast the right way. I do want to hear about that because I literally just had the same thoughts. But first and foremost, if you're not a Friday listener, because there are people who do not listen on Friday, they only listen on Tuesday, which is why we are here on this Tuesday to do the last ever Cheap Heat on the Ringer Wrestling Show. So what does that mean? What that means is you're going to find us elsewhere. Troy, I did it with Dip last week. I'm going to do it with you this time.
Oh, great.
Grab your phone. Grab your trusty Apple iPhone.
Uh-huh.
Open the podcast app.
Sure.
And this is what you're going to want to do, guys, if you use Apple. We'll take you through Apple because I found this to be very effective the other day. You go to search and you type in Cheap Heat and it should fill in for you. But if not, just keep typing Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg.
First option. Must be a very popular show.
So the first one that came up for you under top results is which one?
Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg.
Not the Ringer Wrestling Show.
No.
See, mine, it says Ringer Wrestling Show, and Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg is below it. What you are looking for, guys, if you want to continue to listen to our show, which we hope you'll do, and continue to enjoy all the great shows here at Ringer Wrestling Show, but you'll go to the black and orange new Cheap Heat logo, and you will hit follow. You'll tap that, and then you will hit follow. Now, if when you search initially, all you see is Ringer Wrestling Show under top results, There's a tab next to it. You see the tab next to it says shows, Troy?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can tap where it says shows, and then you will only see two choices, The Ringer Wrestling Show and Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg. You simply select that and follow along. And we'd love if you go do that. Matter of fact, if you go do that right now, Troy, you are going to find today the first ever episode on the brand new Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg link. It's there for you. You will get a full breakdown of everything that happened last night on Raw, the debut of Tama Tonga on last Friday on SmackDown, and much, much more. Also, Dipperstein in full effect. We were only able to get Troy. I'm sorry that Dip is not with you. We knew we could only get Dip for one episode. And with all due respect to Ring Wrestling Show, we thought it was, as a team, more important to get Dip on the first episode of the future as opposed to the last episode of the past. He sends his love. And I think I speak on behalf of Dip when I say, without asking him, you are welcome to Dipper Lago whenever you want. Don't even worry about it.
Perfect. That's the only reason I'm keeping his name in my contacts.
What was that, Natalie? Natalie, you don't want to come on? Natalie, wow. Oh, guys, bad news. Natalie says she will only be on the future iteration of Cheap Heat. She's wow. done. She says she goes where the bag goes. So you will see her there. But Troy, she sends her love as well. So that is the way that you find us on the iTunes podcast app. Mm-hmm. You can also, of course, go to the Spotify app. So Troy, if you open up Spotify and you search for Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg, for me, it comes up right away. I don't know. You tell me. Does it come up right away for you also? The new one now is coming up right away.
Yeah, it's my first option.
The first option. So it's already nice. Jumped ahead of Ringer Wrestling Show.
Not to be confused
show, so.
With the audiobook called Cheap Heat.
Yes, don't confuse it with the or the music of the sweet stylings of Cheap Trick.
Ah.
So I know that we're there on Spotify and on the podcast app. I believe we're also on Amazon Music. I checked that the other day and I saw that we were there, I believe. So listen, wherever you get podcasts, we hope to be there. We'll get on YouTube. We have the new Instagram page, Cheap Heat Pod. I'll stop belaboring the issue right now, but as you guys can imagine, considering this is our last episode right here, it is. And yeah, there it is. Cheap Heat is on Amazon. When you search for Amazon Podcasts as well, it's there for you. So all of these things exist for you. You can listen right there through Audible, no problem. So we have Amazon, we have Spotify, we have the podcast app. There'll be clips on the at Rosenberg Wrestling YouTube page. And of course, you can also find it on Cheap Heat's Instagram, Cheap Heat Pod. You can find plenty there as well. So just wanted to make sure we stress that to you guys, because when you leave one platform to go to another, you just lose people. Like, it is just the nature of the beast. There's going to be the people who didn't listen this week. They're going to be the people who they went really hard into WrestleMania and then they checked out SGG. And we're going to lose some of those people if they don't have a conversation. Hopefully, I will check in with Shoemaker and Kaz and see if in, like, you know, some of the weeks that are upcoming, maybe they can shout it out on their show again. And I'm going to try my best to do a little bit of wrestling media rounds. To spread the word. But, you know, you never know if you're going to find everyone again. So we just wanted to stress it to everyone and really wanted to thank the Ringer for our time here. It's been a good run. We've been doing this podcast. How long have you been on the podcast, SGG?
9 years in May.
That's crazy. So SGG's been on it for 9 years in May. How long was I doing before you? Not long. I guess 2 years?
Probably like 2 years, yeah.
So this podcast, man, we're going to get to some of the emails. We have a couple of nice emotional emails from people who wanted to reach out and show love and talk about sort of how, just what a journey the podcast has been. But it's been a hell of a run. We did it for all those years. So for like 8-9 years before the Ringer came along, it came along once. It was talked about. Negotiations happened. And SGG, I'm sure you'll recall, it then fell through.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened the first time, but it fell through. And I really assumed at that point that the ship had sailed on all things The Ringer and Cheap Heat. And then like a year later, Shoemaker calls me. I remember I was in Houston, I believe, for a pay-per-view. And Shoemaker called me and was like, hey, you want to try to do this thing again? And I was like, for real? And, you know, shout out to Bill Simmons. He was good on his word and did it. And, you know, this podcast that we'd always done as a labor of love became at least, you know, somewhat of a business proposition, which was really cool because we went through, I mean, my early years at ESPN SGG, I mean, I think maybe Dip got it like thrown in my contract early that they would throw me like an extra, like they included $10,000 a year or something to like do a podcast.
Right.
So like, you know, after taxes, there's about $5,000 a year towards like whatever podcasting I was doing. So in other words, it was a nothing burger. And we just kept doing the podcast, kept going. And then this happened. So we're super grateful for it. I probably wish certain things could have been different. But overall, I'm really happy for the people who found us here and really happy that we got to make a little bit of money and do the thing that we love. And now that we've come to the end of the line here, I got to tell you, SGG, I'm feeling a lot of excitement about the prospect of the future.
I am too. I mean, I'm with you in the same boat. Like, we had a lot of fun here. We made some money. We got to do this with our friends, but I had a lot of fun with the Ringer Spotify. And I also am very excited about what we're going to be able to do independently, because I feel like, you know, we're getting ready. We're poised for like a Roman run right now. This feels like it's going to be, you said it in the trailer, you know, still Mage after all these years. I think this is probably going to be the most Mage we've been after all these years.
That's kind of what I'm sensing too. And I don't know whether I'm just like believing my own hype because the way the algorithm works, I see us like flying up the charts. And obviously the algorithm, for the record, is silly. Okay. But Troy, the other day on Saturday, I opened up the podcast app. We announced Friday. Officially, we announced Friday that we were leaving, correct?
Yeah.
Or that was the first time we gave the information of like what was happening. So Friday, you know, me and Emilio, who was going to be our Troy moving forward, Emilio helped me get the new podcast off the ground last week. So by Friday, we would be able to be rolling. So we announce it Friday. Saturday, I go check to see if anyone is subscribed. And I just wanted to see, like, because I know how the algorithm works. It really rewards new shows and new subscribers. So I went to go check if we, like, cracked the top 200 in sports. And we were number 2 in sports. And I was like, oh, even by the stupid algorithm standard, that's a good sign. Like, that means it's nice. And even if it's kind of bullshit, which I do think those algorithms are to some extent, it still was a nice...
It's still real to me, right. Damn it.
It still charged me up, you know? It got me believing.
It's still real to me, damn it!
So it got me believing, like, oh, maybe we could... And it was just enough. And I'm going to say something else, too. And Troy, I'm setting you up here because I feel like you're a good person to speak to this because you're very big on self-motivation. You're very big on positive energy. I have to say, I want to give a big shout out. I don't even know if he'll hear it because I don't know if Chase listens to the podcast. But the guy who's been helping me with graphics recently and all of the stuff that I do is a guy named Chase. His name is on Instagram is All C Even, AllCeVeen. And he does all those real late posts that I do with like the visual graphics. And like I did one yesterday for Mr. Yeah. C that was fire. And he came up with the logo for Cheap Heat. And it was very funny. It was interesting to me, Troy. I'd never thought about how impactful it can be to get a logo that you like. But when I got the logo that I liked, I was like, oh shit, we're going to be all right. I don't know why. Small thing that made me believe. But anyways, Troy, you understand what I'm feeling, don't you? I'm feeling renewed energy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a new era.
New. It would technically believe, I believe if it's the mage era, but I think it would be the new era, I believe.
Yeah. You have many reasons to be excited when you're having a podcast on a network. Sure, that's awesome. Like, admit it, it is overall less work, but your potential is kind of capped. Now, with you being independently, your destiny is fully within your control, and you, Greg and Dip as well. And now that you have the freedom to go on YouTube, which admittedly you did not have here at The Ringer, YouTube, you know, can have CHP enter a whole new stratosphere when it comes to reaching new audiences, because that is the number one problem with podcasts, is the discovery part of it. It's just really not there within Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon for some reason. Podcasting is still a little bit archaic in that sense, but YouTube, as you know, just creates a whole new world of finding new peckerheads. So I'm really excited for you guys. You guys have many, many reasons to be optimistic about the future.
So in other words, do you think I should immediately be putting up at least the audio versions on YouTube?
Yeah, at the very least, I would recommend doing as much as possible on YouTube. Honestly, I would prioritize YouTube more than anything.
Well, here's the thing though. I guess what I'm trying to say is, it's hard because at first I want to build the audio channel to be meaningful. Yeah. And on YouTube, it's great to have it up, but you also will get people who just consume on YouTube. And for example, 3,000 regular listeners. I mean, I could be wrong here, by the way, but I believe that 3,000 regular listeners on podcasts is more impactful. Getting 3,000 subs is more impactful on a podcast than having 3,000 people on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's hard. That's why I think at first I'm going to stay off YouTube, try in the initial to see how big a group can we get who's just on board with the audio.
Yeah.
And then really step into the YouTube world of trying to find more people. And obviously I started the At Rosenberg Wrestling YouTube channel a few months ago, knowing that this could be around the corner. You never know. And I'm glad that I did. And to your point about discovery, yeah, man, I mean, there's a certain limitation of discovery, especially when you're inside of someone else's show. There are people who refound us after like a year and a half. And we're like, I could not find your show. Even though to me, it's obvious, because if you search Cheap Heat, Ringer Wrestling Show would come up. But a lot of them would think that was just the app guessing at something that's similar.
Yeah.
Not understanding that it's inside there. So it is what it is. Here we are. I want to read some emails. I want to thank Troy. Troy, you've been a great addition to the show. You've done a great job producing it. You've been consistent. You've been amusing in your own insane way. You've become a character on the show that we did not expect, but we're happy to get.
A beloved character too, if you go into the Discord.
Yeah, beloved character. You'll see it on the Discord and you'll hear it on the new episode, one of the emails we read. I mean, this guy said he doesn't know if he can go on living without Troy in his life, was his direct quote.
He did. Wow. That's almost verbatim.
So obviously you will continue to be a part of the family, and assuming you won't get yourself in trouble, which I'm sure you won't, you can pop on, say hello, update people on things that are happening in the Troyverse. And I mean, listen, this is the second time I've technically worked with you already. Yeah. So, I mean, Troy and I had worked together a little bit at ESPN before this even happened. So it's not that big a business in that way. So you've been great, man. And we're grateful for everything that you've done.
Thank you. You guys have been nothing but professionals. I've loved working with you guys. And to be completely honest, when I'm out and about and people are asking me what I do, I always say, oh yeah, you know, I do an MMA podcast and I do a wrestling podcast. Now, this was, you know, before I liked wrestling. I said, you know, I don't like wrestling, but I love the guys that I work with. So that's why I show up every week. Because if it was any other wrestling show, I would have asked off of it pretty immediately. But the fact that it was you guys made me enjoy showing up for work each time. And, you know, you could say that this is actually the perfect time to go our separate ways, because I've kind of finished the story, right? I'm now a wrestling fan after 2 years.
I hope that I hope that you become a full-on psycho and you love it as much as you love MMA. And people be like, wait, you just started liking it? Now, here's the question. Have you watched any wrestling over the last week?
No, but I am listening to the Becky Lynch audiobook on Spotify.
That's good enough. That's good enough for me.
Not me. Not me, SUG. I'm sorry. He was already into Becky Lynch before he even said he liked wrestling.
Come on, give me some credit, all right?
No, I mean, he didn't watch a SmackDown. Big SmackDown. Big Raw.
He did miss the two biggest Raws of SmackDown.
They were big episodes. By the way, if you want to, we broke them down. I don't want to make people on Ring of Wrestling Show feel bad. But I'd be lying to you guys if I said we didn't put a little extra in the chamber in our breakdown of Raw and SmackDown that you can find over on Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg. I'll tell you right now, SGG, we brought it.
We did. We definitely
Dip
did.
Had things he hated. Listen. Dip had things he loved. We argued.
We were on top of our game.
Yeah, it's strong. It's strong. So anyways, let's get to a little bit of email right now. And by the way, it should also be noted, SGG has successfully shipped the shirts to Los Angeles.
That's right.
Meaning we are just moments away from Wrestling for Sale selling these shirts. All right? We're all very excited by this. It's a big, 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 big deal. You want some? Want to do some email?
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED highlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mail.
All right. This one I saw earlier. I didn't even read it. It looks so good. I said, let me just wait to showtime. Andrew says, hey, Pete, it hit me the other day how long I've been listening to the Cheap Heat podcast and the generations it now spans. I still clearly remember Cody showing up to Radio Row when those were a big thing in full Stardust gimmick and the subsequent drops that still play to this day on the podcast. How a guy can go from the cosmic wasteland to main eventing two nights of WrestleMania with The Rock is mind-boggling. It also got me thinking how much has changed during the Cheap Heat run, both on the pod and in our personal lives, not to mention all the characters that have appeared on the show, including yourself, who has never sounded happier. The podcast, introducing WWE as the Ajace era, Mage and Repug first being introduced to the lexicon. Stat Guy Greg joins the team as a legit stat guy who only talked at the end of episodes. Dip appearing on the show as an infrequent lunatic guest, then much later as a regular member. Farewell, maker of fine shoes, still remember the shock end to the episode when Dave announced he was leaving. Brian Campbell and subsequent guest host phase in the feels. First appearances for Pete on WWE television. Hot dog chicken showdown. Through the difficult pipe bomb, oh well phase. The Happy Bagels new era. We love wrestling. Wrestling is great. Personal life. Through it all, I've listened. I got married. I've had 7 different residences, including a move interstate. Sydney to Gold Coast. Yes, Dip. Hi, I'm from Australia. 7 different jobs. Who are you, Troy?
I was going to say 7 different residences. He's got Troy beat.
The birth of 3 children. Unbelievably, all 3 are now at school. Somehow, I got old while listening to Cheap Heat. Thanks for the years of entertainment, to the segments I remember and a heap I've forgotten. We love wrestling. Wrestling is great. Andy from Gold Coast, Australia. That was like...
Yeah. That was too good. That was too good.
Hold on.
I'll be... Thank you.
Take it easy, man.
Thank you, guys. You're awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see another one of these.
Well, thank you.
That's how I feel. Wow, he got me. He hit me in the feels.
Fortunately for our listeners, they are going to see another one of these because, you know, we're not retiring. We're not calling it quits. Like you said,
there's going to be new things. New. A lot of people reached out about the future mental health podcast.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Wrong drop, but I liked hearing it anyway.
Mail.
In fact, my one regret, if I have a regret, guys, is that I wasn't already ready to launch the mental health pod because I need probably another month. Now, that may seem like a long time, but if you were to ask Natalie how long I've been like toying at this thing, it's I have an entire cartoon trailer.
That has never seen the light of day.
Have you seen it?
No.
I have an entire cartoon trailer that I'll show you guys. That's awesome. And then I realized I didn't like the name. And I think I talked about it last week, how it just didn't exactly fit the situation. And so I'm going back to my incredibly talented, I talked to her today, my incredibly talented animator about, now I know the direction of the trailer. It took me this long to get it. And now I get it. So a month may sound like a long time, but when I'm telling you, I think I'm ready for a summer release for this podcast. It's soon. That's really soon. It would be a spring release. So I'm super excited. And obviously just got to follow along on social media and with Cheap Heat over on the new Cheap Heat, Watchamahoochee. But let's go back. So Andrew writes us. He said, I listened to the penultimate Cheap Heat on the Ringer and heard you talking with Troy the Goy about your men's mental health pod and needing a name. After a cursory search on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, I'm here to bring you a naming idea. Ready? Men Tales with Peter Rosenberg.
Men Tales?
It's a portmanteau, which by the way is a word I wouldn't even know to use, and I'm probably saying it wrong, on mental and men sharing stories about their lives. It's approachable yet lofty, which I feel fits your vibe. If it needs to be more honed in on the mental health aspect, like taking care of your mentals with Peter Rosenberg, which is an allusion, of course, to Marshawn Lynch, I feel like a sports callback fits right into your wheelhouse and his mage. I hope you're building out your own network. Love all your content and your never-ending grind. Keep moving forward. Andrew from Philly Ajays. I don't like it, but I like the idea.
Yeah, I don't like the name either, but I do like the idea also.
Right? It's a really good idea, but I'm not calling it Men Tales. I don't know. Troy, you don't seem moved by it either. You're with us?
Creative, but...
It's a really cool idea. It's just not... There's something not right about it.
Do you already have the name? Like, you have it?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
And of course, the name Men Tales is available.
What did you say, SGJ?
I said Men Tales is still available for a reason.
Now, Craig says, Peter, heard the latest podcast, and I'm excited for the Mage era. Philly was outstanding for you guys and wishing you luck going forward. Two ideas came to my mind about the new podcast dealing with men's mental health. The first would be The Hero's Journey. Joseph Campbell's book details how myth and storytelling in cultures across the world and throughout time have shared wisdom and described growth and self-discovery. Each man must first descend and fall before he makes the journey to know himself, understand his relationship to the world, and find his true calling. Mentors and friends along the way are crucial. Certainly, Cody Rhodes' story that just finished is an outstanding example of this. A second idea would be, no man is an island. These are just too lofty. The hero's journey and no man is an island. It's too lofty for me.
Maybe not no man is an island, but definitely the hero's journey, because then if you bring in somebody in to talk about their life, then they have to figure out those points in their life to make it
fit the theme. You'd be better off just going with the journey.
Yeah. The hero's journey, it's not that serious.
Exactly. And then it's like, is it making me the hero?
Or are you the mentor along the way? Are you Yoda?
Yeah, it's too much. Obi-Wan? But by the way, he goes on to say, anyways, two thoughts. I've always found strength in ancient wisdom to be grounding and inspiring as a man navigating life, love, loss, etc. Stay mage, Craig. Craig, I super appreciate it. And you're on the right path. It's just too lofty for me. Ryan says, Ryan's suggestion is, let me talk to you with Peter.
I like it.
James weighs in.
Mail.
Just listen to the latest GP in which you talk about needing a name for your upcoming mental health podcast. My suggestion is Feelings Anonymous. Speaking only as a man, it can be hard for men to open up. Not a new revelation. And men can often feel anonymous in the world. The title of this podcast implies it's a space where men, people can listen, relate to stories of mental health struggles without feeling exposed to the general public. Just like how someone doesn't have to share in an AA meeting, but listening to others is still therapeutic. I think this title draws people in who, like you, were wandering the streets the day your marriage fell apart. Just want to hear from people going through something similar. Anyways, as a man with feelings who is anonymous, I look forward to the new pod. In the meantime, I'll get my weekly therapy from Cheap Heat. Thanks as always, James, the smark from Tacoma Park. Love you, James.
Smart from Tacoma Park is fine.
I don't know if I remember that.
I like Feelings Anonymous
too. I don't hate Feelings Anonymous. What do you think, Troy?
Feelings Anonymous. Why anonymous?
He's leaning into the AA, the anonymous part of sharing, like at an AA meeting.
Yeah.
And also the idea of like people. Did you not hear the email? I just read it.
He didn't.
You know what? The hell? Jesus. What am I doing? Sorry.
This is what we have to
do. You know what?
Mail.
Don't worry about it, Troy. If it makes you help, I haven't even heard back from Emilio today. So my new producer is at least as effed up as you are.
Perfect. Hey, I'm always on top of communications, all right?
You are. You're actually too very much so. No, very much so. I'm actually slightly concerned. I don't know exactly where he is. It's 12:30. Robbie says, hey, Pete, first off, big fan of Cheap Pete and the K Show. I really appreciate how open you are about your mental health struggles. I recently just started going to therapy. It's helped a lot. I'm also in the radio business. I'm a morning show host for a smaller market in Virginia, but I was wondering if you ever struggled or still struggle with performance anxiety. I go through moments where I just want to do so well and my standard I have for myself is almost so high. It can get overwhelming. Going to therapy has helped with those moments, but I do wonder if it will ever get better. I'm new to the morning show radio life, but I was just curious if that is something that you ever struggled with early on in your career or even still now. Keep doing everything you do. As always, keep being an inspiration to all involved. Looking forward to the next adventure. When it comes to a mental health pod, you definitely have a listener that will tune in each week. Cheers and take care, Robbie. Thanks, Robbie. I don't recall feeling that way, you know, but also I haven't been the guy with the name on the show, on the morning show in a long time. So maybe when it was me and Sife show and it was called Sife Sounds in Rosenberg, maybe I felt a little more anxiety. But once I was sort of bullied out of having my name on the show, I kind of have handed all those issues to Ibra. Like I let you, he can deal with the stress. You know what I mean? Like heavy is the crown, right? So you're going to get if Ibra is going to get the paycheck and the name and all that, and same with Kay, I'm going to show up and I'm going to kill it for you every day. I'm not taking the anxiety with me. Like I do my job because that's part of the deal to me. You're paid and rewarded to sort of live and die with every moment. Now, I care about how we're doing, and I'll be frustrated if we like botch something for sure, but it's worse when like, I would take it here, something getting messed up would bother me more because I feel ownership of this in a different way. So I would be like, oh, so I can't fully relate to your situation, but I will say, here's the thing about radio. It's gone, man. It's gone. Once you say it, like Natalie really, really wrestles with releasing content. Like, for example, I don't know if I should repeat this. I've been pushing her to release limited prints of her shot of The Rock from WrestleMania and her shot of Austin from a couple of years ago. I said you should do a limited run of each and offer a special if you want to buy both, right? And, you know, decide on the right size that you think most people would like and high quality print, and people get it and they love it.
That Bianca one would go crazy too.
The Bianca one's pretty crazy. I know she could do a bunch, honestly. She could do a WrestleMania thing, but whatever. The point is, she's always very iffy about what she's going to release out there permanently. Even just posting on Instagram for her, it's like once she releases to the world, it lives forever. With radio, I'm the exact opposite. Once I say it, it's gone. And it goes both ways. I have jokes on the K show that are like super subtle that like if you were to ask me later about it and play it, I'd be like, oh, that is a grade A fucking radio moment of gold. Like that is hilarious. And if I heard it, I'd fucking be happier and chuckling to myself for a while about it. And those are gone too. They're gone. Like being funny on the radio doesn't get you credit that being a stand-up comedian does, where you have like a body of work that lives on forever. It's a constantly, so like I there's a long way of saying to my guy Robbie, you got to just let it go because that's all that happens. It comes and goes. People don't live and die with your show every day. We just accompany people's lives, you know? And the people who love it the most are going to love it. And if it's a bad day, they're still going to love it. So try not to overthink the good or the bad when it comes to radio. God, it reminds me of the most emotional part. I got to bring it up. It's the last episode, right?
Yeah. We got to leave them with something.
So SUG, you have watched 6 Feet Under or no?
No, I have not.
Can you and Crystal do the right thing? Please do the right thing.
Are we bad people?
You're not bad, but you could be better. How about that? You could be better.
I'll take that.
Troy, you don't hold on to things or watch anything. No. There's no chance. But
never heard of it.
But for you guys, I think SGG, it's such a human show. I think you guys would both really like it. Like I really do. And it's got everything. It was an inclusive show by choice. It was the era where they were not obligated to do an inclusive show. There were plenty of HBO shows where nobody was anything but white men. And they just made a show that's kind of about so many different kinds of people. It's awesome. So in the last episode, how can I say this without giving anything away? The last episode is the greatest.
You can spoil.
I would never spoil the finale of the show. It's the greatest finale in the history of television. I would never. Natalie will tell you 6 Feet Under is not her number one favorite show, but nothing's fucking with that finale. It just can't. Uh-huh. It can't. No one's tied up a show better. And there's a moment though in that episode where a character who is no longer with us, and that's a lot of the characters on the show. You see them after they're...
I'm assuming that's where they get the 6 Feet Under.
Well, yeah, it's all in there. But and a big part of it is you see them, and once they're gone, they still talk on the show as if they're there. And there are people listening right now who haven't watched in a long time. You probably won't even remember this part. But if you rewatch it, it overcomes you, I think, with beauty. So one character is leaving, and she wants to pose for a picture. And as she's having everyone pose for the picture, she's a photographer. She goes to lift up the camera to take the picture. And another character who is recently gone comes and stands next to her, like in her ear, and just says, it's already gone. Was it already gone or it's already over? He just goes right into her ear and it says, it's already gone. And she's trying to capture the moment. And he's just like, it's gone. And it's so powerful. And it's a much deeper way of thinking about the way I think about everything we do on radio. It's just, it's gone. Can't stop it. It's already happened, guys. This era, the mage era begins, and the ringer era of Cheap Heat is gone. Right now, we're sitting here, we're talking. But by the time you're listening to this, yeah, the last episode is done. Now I'm getting emotional.
Well, we're not going 6 feet under, though. Like you said, we're going to the top of the charts.
You're right.
And this is a podcast. They can save it. You can re-listen to this. You can have this moment as many times as you need to have this moment. But like you said, though, P, for us, it's gone. We're off to the mage era.
You're on to bigger and better things.
We hope so. And
yeah.
And you know, like the truth is, it's like in one sense, nothing to be sad about, right? It's the nothing's really changing, but like it is changing. This is different. This is a period of time that includes a lot of great moments and memories and friendships created. Shout out to Shoemaker and Kaz, who of course I've known both of those guys, and so has SGG since before The Ringer. But Ben Cruz, who we've only known since The Ringer. Cal, I've known for forever. And I still call him Cal and Cal, so whatever.
one day he'll settle out of day.
I can't, but I love the guy. That's the funny thing. I love him. It's not even like I'm confused. It's not like I see him and I go, who is that? I go, oh, look, it's Cal.
Cal.
That H, yeah. It's the H that throws me off. Brian Waters, man, who has been excellent. Brian Waters is a hell of a producer. He is damn good and a hell of a contributor. And, you know, we have all these sort of moments that have happened throughout the show. And so you can't deny that those things are different. The trips to Vegas, trips to Philly. How many different WrestleManias have we gone to as a show now over the Ringer years? Three?
With the Ringer?
With the Ringer, it's three.
Yeah, Ringer three.
So what, Dallas, Los Angeles?
Dallas, LA, and Philly.
Live events?
Beers and Schmears.
Oh, beers and Schmears?
Beers and Schmears, yeah. Two weddings.
Wow.
Two weddings in this era, right?
Yeah, because mine was the week we started, I was in Mexico for my wedding. And then yours was...
That was the week we started?
Yeah.
No way. Oh, man. That's crazy, man. Let's hit one or two more.
Mail.
Chip says, Pete and crew, flashback to early 2015. I was disappointed by what sports talk radio had become and was going to try to listen to podcasts instead. Even though I hadn't watched wrestling in a few years, I decided Cheap Heat was going to be one of the podcasts I was going to give a shot. I loved it right away. To the point that I had to start following wrestling again just so I'd understand what was being talked about on the podcast. 9 years later, with WrestleMania in my city, I found myself sitting in the center of the second row at Cheap Heat Live. It was an honor to meet the whole Cheap Heat crew after the event and buy a t-shirt from Troy. 2 days later, I was at the link taking my daughters to their first and mine WrestleMania in person. After listening through the Shoemaker era, the Brian Campbell era, the new era, the shoot arrow, and the new era, I am greatly looking forward to the mage era. Make sure you keep talking bagels, glasses, Greg's travels, towels, etc. Chip from Delco. P.S. Over the Top is in my weekly rotation too. Great format and great podcast. Except for the occasional unwarranted cheap shots against the best fans in sports, Philly fans.
Unwarranted.
Can you guys even hear the song I'm playing?
Yeah. Hold me around.
Let's see. We'll see if we don't get in trouble just playing a piece of a song on our last episode. Troy, can we try?
Yeah, I'll let it go.
I mean, we'll see what happens. If you know, you know. But yeah, it's been a fun run. And SUG's right. It's truly the beginning of something new. But I am sensing something different. And that's scary. Even though it's exciting and fun. It is different. And change is scary. And as you said, SUG, life events have happened. Two weddings. Far too many deaths to even think about that have happened during the last few years of this run. So what, we started the Ringer era coming out of COVID?
It was late 21.
I mean, it was still like in, it wasn't like heavy in COVID, but it was
on the way out.
Yeah.
It has been a treat, guys. We hope that right now, the second you end this podcast, you will go to Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg, because what I did here was I suckered you into this last podcast just to get you to go hear the wrestling talk for the week on Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg, because why would we give it here? I don't even know who's going to be in this slot next week. I mean, come on. I deeply appreciate everyone giving me the final spot, but you have to do the farewell episode. The last episode of Three's Company wasn't a regular episode. It's a retrospective episode. Then Lucille Ball standing there at the end. And you're going, why is Lucille Ball on Three's Company? Because it's the last episode. But this isn't a series finale. Well, I don't even know what you'd call this. It's like I guess we're just switching networks. It doesn't really happen in television very often.
No.
Friends didn't, after 7 years, be like, you know what? We're going to try Fox. Let's see how this goes. I guess that means we're not friends. But guess what? We are friends. It has been fun, guys. Troy, you're the man. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Can't wait.
Stay mage, SUG.
Take it easy, man.
All right. We'll see you guys on the flippity flop. And shout out to everyone who's crying right now, just because this song, if you've ever watched the finale of Six Feet Under, it literally just elicits tears. It doesn't matter what else is happening. It is like it's Pavlovian. Stay mage, everyone.